Thank you, choir. I'm usually here on Wednesday nights when the choir practices, so by the time I hear the anthem, it's like watching a house get built and then seeing the house and the culmination of all that practice and then the message of today's song. Is your heart prepared for a king? Are our hearts prepared? That's what Advent is all about. In our scripture this morning, the gospel message was about Mary and Elizabeth, who I believe were cousins. And Mary traveled quite some distance to be with Elizabeth because Elizabeth was ahead of her on the pregnancy curve and expecting before Mary. And Mary went to stay with Elizabeth. And when she got there, she got a message from the Holy Spirit, from God, in the clearest way possible. Elizabeth told Mary that she would be the mother of our Lord. Is your heart prepared? I mean, think of young Mary and all the things she was going through, and being prepared for a king takes on a different significance when you're going to be the mother of the king. Elizabeth's baby, though, was going to be John the Baptist. Not going to be, he was. I don't know how you say that. Her baby would be John the Baptist, who also was part of the preparation for Christ in the baptism of Christ and the foretelling of who Jesus really was. But even in the womb, as he was still in the womb, I must infer that he must have sensed the presence of our Lord and kicked in the womb. He knew Jesus was there, and Elizabeth knew that he knew, and she told Mary that. And there was this great revelation going on even before either of these young men were born, because John was going to be very significant in announcing to the deity of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know how much they saw each other or heard of each other growing up. Again, last week I said I wish I had a journal of Jesus growing up. There's a lot of history that we don't actually have. But that would be very interesting reading. Well, right now, it's Christmas card time. And my wife and I went to the post office the other day. We had to get some stamps. We had the cards. We had the envelopes. We did the signing and the messaging and this and that and the other thing going through our list. And it's time to go to the post office. And we're good Christians, so we're not going to buy Santa Claus stamps or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We're looking for a stamp that has some significance to it. And I get in the post office, and up there on the wall, one of the stamps is called Madonna and Child. I'm like, that looks good. And my wife's like, let's get that one. And I wait in line, and I'm looking at Mary holding the baby Jesus, and I'm like, that's the perfect message for a Christmas card stamp. I get up to the counter, and they were sold out. Sold out. Now, I can be mad that I didn't get the stamp I wanted, or I can rejoice, because Jesus Christ on a stamp was the best seller. They had all the other ones. They didn't have Jesus. So either I missed out on getting what I wanted, or Jesus just got mailed out to a whole lot of people because they sold all the Jesus stamps. That's the way I like to look at it. Now, I'm going to admit to you, and I probably speak for my wife too, sometimes I will select a less than religious card for certain people on my Christmas list, because I'm censoring my proclamation of Christmas because of someone else's opinion of Christmas. Maybe they don't believe like I do. And I don't know why I really care about offending someone with my religion, but that's become a thing. It's very popular now for people to be offended by Christianity. So part of me says that I should be bold and outgoing and outspoken and tell everybody about it, but the Christian part of me also doesn't want to offend anyone. That's not what Jesus was about. He wasn't about offending anyone. So the world acknowledges one time a year my holiday, what I believe in, Christmas. Whether or not they attach the same significance as I do to Christmas, they acknowledge Christmas. I was at work and a guy told me one day, I wished him Merry Christmas. He said, I do not believe in Christmas. I could not resist. I said, well, if you look at your calendar on December 25th, you will see two words, Christmas Day. Believe it or not, like it or not, ready or not, Christmas is coming. That's what Advent is about. We celebrate Advent to herald the coming of our King. And we have parties and presents and vacations. But there's four things that I'm going to talk about this morning. It's called the four virtues. And we all know what a virtue is. Some say it's a high moral standard, or the quality of being morally good. There's the four cardinal virtues. That's prudence, temperance, fortitude, and justice. And then they have what are called the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity, or love. We've heard that. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is? Amen. Now, there must be a whole list of virtues somewhere, but I found one in Scripture that I want to share this morning. It's in 2 Peter. I call it the recipe. It starts with faith. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. Pretty good recipe. Quite a list for virtue. Well, here at Hope, we traditionally have our Advent wreath, and I think everybody knows what the four candles stand for, but it's hope, peace, joy, and love. And some churches do different orders, but I believe ours is hope, peace, joy, and love. In the midst of consumerism at its peak, and football, and parties, we Christians and our kids have something called Advent calendars. Well, Abby, my granddaughter, has at least two of them. One of them is made of chocolate. The other one is at our house, and she puts ornaments on it for the days from 1 to 24 to Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas, she gets to put the star on top of the tree. And there's gifts associated with it, but it's a countdown to Christmas. Now, I saw a post on Facebook this week, and I shared it with a couple of people. It says, I don't have an Advent calendar, so I'm just opening cupboard doors and eating whatever is in there. That's me. Hope, peace, joy, and love. We hope that something is possible. We focus our energies and time and effort on the things that we hope for. I like that we even named our church and our church family Hope, Hope Family. Peace is more complicated. It's so much more than just the absence of war and strife. It's not just about major conflicts in society. We must think about how we treat our neighbor and our family and our friends, and even those people we don't even know. Joy. Joy is a happy place. Jesus said, I have told you this so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your cup of joy will overflow. It's the very presence of happiness. We love joy. And then there's love. The greatest of these is love, according to Scripture. That's in 1 Corinthians 13:13. It's a very popular verse. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Well, all around us in this world, on the news, the media, every time I turn on the TV or read the newspaper, I don't hear the Advent message very much. Where is hope, peace, joy, and love? The very opposites of our Advent words are headline news. And instead of hope, peace, joy, and love, we have hopelessness, war, anger, and hatred. And as Christians, we like to think of ourselves as hopeful, peaceful, joyous, and loving people. So this is our mission for Advent. Hope, peace, joy, and love. Be shining examples of Christ and hope and peace and joy and love to the whole world around us. Jesus exemplifies hope. He is victory over death itself. Jesus is peace, true peace. He said, "My peace I give you, not as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." That's peace. And when you have the joy of Jesus, it is amazing. Some of the most joyful people I've met have been Christians in less than awesome conditions and places. In prisons, in homeless shelters, in soup kitchens. To see the joy of Jesus Christ in someone who is not as blessed as I am brings me a little bit of that joy. And love. For God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son. My personal motto, I don't have it on my new card, it's on the one I traded in. Two words on a black sticker in white letters. Love wins. That's my personal faith statement that I am glad to show the world. And I'm glad to tell anybody. Love wins. So yes, it is our mission for Advent to be shining examples of Christ. And hope, peace, joy, and love to the world around us. Amen.